KKFT. From the Keystone CPAs News Studios. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
It is 57 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Wednesday afternoon to you. I'm Greg Nift, our top local stories this hour. A serial armed robbery in custody this hour. Coming up, who Reno police says he is and what he's accused of doing. No, the Nevada Supreme Court is not calling you and demanding money. Directly ahead, another new scam you need to know about. And alcohol detectors on school buses on the way. Why one major Northern Nevada school district is calling that one a rough ride. FM News Doc Time, it is 12:06 from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. Happy Wednesday, Jerry.
Hey, same to you. And from the Carson City Studios, some listener input and comments we'll get to this hour. And reaction to our news poll regarding driver's licenses or driving privilege cards being given to illegal aliens. That was a news poll just 2 days ago. We got some reactions, some email comments regarding that. Let's see. There's also an $11 million beach project in North Lake Tahoe and other key stories, including a 42-year-old arrested for drug trafficking in Washoe, a barricaded suspect in Gardnerville, and a $1 billion plus project in Reno. It's 12:07.
Thank you very much there, Jerry. Glad to have you with us here. We've got 57 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport, and it is our top local story. Well, he was busy, to say the least, but now a serial armed robbery suspect is in RPD custody after he was caught during a traffic stop last Saturday.
Through the investigation, detectives determined that the same individual was responsible for multiple incidents, including an attempted robbery at Walmart on March 4, a robbery at the Atlantis on April 1, a robbery at Walmart on April 4, and a robbery at the Tamarack on April 19. All incidents involved the use of a firearm and pepper spray. The total reported loss from these robberies exceeds $10,000.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says 58-year-old robber Kendall was quite crafty during his crime spree.
During the robberies, Kendall allegedly wore various disguises, including wigs and masks, to conceal his identity. Detectives also learned that Kendall has a lengthy criminal history, including prior robbery-related offenses involving casinos and banks.
And RPD think he's involved in other crimes. If you know anything, give them a call. High aces right now for the parent company of The Row in downtown Reno.
As we look ahead to 2026 in our regional segment, we expect to benefit from a strong group mix in Reno, the inclusion of Caesars Windsor, the completion of our $200 million Tahoe master plan renovation this summer.
And that's Caesars Entertainment President Anthony Carano, who says things are looking up for the company. He adds their hotel occupancy rate company-wide is above 95% for the first 3 months of the year. Executives say convention business is helping their bottom line, and they think this year was going to be a much better one than 2026. They also say big things are happening in Las Vegas.
Looking ahead, we are excited for the opening of the Omnia Day Club at Caesars Palace on May 15th. The full remodel of the Augustus Tower at Caesars Palace slated for completion by early 2027, and the opening of Category 10 by Luke Combs at Flamingo later this year.
Now, Carano and other Caesars executives would not discuss the report that they're in talks to be bought by a Texas investor. Gas prices are once again on the rise across Nevada. AAA says the average price statewide is now $5.07. That's a 14-cent jump in just 1 week. In Clark County, Vegas, the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular now $5.14. Washoe County continues. We're the highest. We're number one with gas now at $5.36.
Regular gas prices surging to their highest levels in nearly 4 years as negotiations to end the war between the U.S. and Iran remain deadlocked. The average cost for a gallon of regular now stands at nearly $4.23, a big blow to American wallets already under pressure.
That's Christine Romans reporting. The least expensive average price can be found in Elko County, where gas is now $4.30. FM News Talk Time, it is 12:10.
Thank you, Greg. I was thinking about driving to Elko to fill up. Does that make sense?
It's a long drive.
Yeah.
It's a long drive, but hey, scenic.
Well, an $11 million improvement project is currently underway at Incline Beach. A fireworks barge has been removed and the beach area has reopened. The Pet Network has launched a Tahoe Trailblazers summer camp, and the IVGID board is discussing replacing the Snowflake Lodge. Perhaps a name change should be in order as well. And the Lake Tahoe Night Monsters facing the ECHL's top team in the playoffs. And I have no idea what that stands for. Something to do with hockey, I'm sure. Some listener input and comments, and you are always welcome to do that. You can do that with a shout-out feature on the app, and the app is free. Tap on the menu bar and the microphone there and let us know what you think. Here is an email from Skip. Skip from Carson City, I believe. Hello. I think your noon news is a winner for people with time to listen. Would like more often to hear about Nevada CCW and gun issues and how Las Vegas bullies the rest of the state with its wishes, which are non-pro Second Amendment oriented, and a rhino governor is at the top or of little help at all. And I think we have probably why Skip made that comment.
Yeah, I'm different than the rest of the candidates. I don't support a constitutional carry. I think training should go along with it. I do support the evaluation of a person's mental capacity and their ability to possess a gun.
So one would question, so everybody has to take a mental test, number one. Carson City, also there's a, by the way, that was from Tom in Carson City. There's your governor there. And another input or a comment on the text line. Oh, I forgot. I don't mention that often. You can text us your comments at 775-884-9910. And Tom from Carson City wanted to know the results of the news poll from a couple of days ago, and we let him know. And he asked the following question. By the way, the news poll was, should Nevada continue to give driver's licenses, driving privilege cards is what the politicians call them, to illegal aliens? Because we are still doing that as a state. And I've never seen a poll where 100%, every single vote that came in was absolutely not. No, shouldn't. So the question from Tom in Carson City is, why is Governor Lombardo endorsing a former Nevada state senator who's the only one left in political office who voted to give driving privilege cards to illegal aliens? And that's Jim Settlemyer, who was also endorsed by a couple of other Republicans, which including Ira Hansen. But one of the only senators that was, the only senator that voted against that was Don Gustafson, the only Republican senator. All the others voted for that. And lastly, a boil water notice has been lifted for residents in Silver City. It's 12:15, and with a look at traffic, here's Phil.
Traffic. We're doing pretty darn well on the roads right now. No collisions to tell you about. There is a lot of road work to consider, especially on 341, the Geiger grade. If you're headed between Virginia City and Carson City, there's a lot of road work slowing things down. Don't have a pilot car, but they're stopping traffic one lane at a time. And if you're traveling in Reno between the Spaghetti Bowl all the way to the state line, they're replacing 7 60-year-old bridges over the next couple of years, and that is going to cause quite a bit of delay on your way to California. It is 61 degrees in Sparks, 59 in Carson City, 60 in Smith Valley, 49 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weather.
Not much to not like about the weather to wrap up the month of April. Sunshine, low 70s, a few degrees above our seasonal average, above our 60s. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. By the end of the weekend, change in the weather pattern on the way. Right after the noon news, it's Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your noon news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches in each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Spring's here. It's time to build that fence right. At Florence Fence in Minden, they've got the materials and the know-how to help you do it. Right now, 1x6 redwood fence boards are just $3.99 each. 2x4x8 redwood rails, $9.99. And 4x4 redwood posts, $23.99. And just $31.99 for integrity steel posts. Florence Fence will help you with free advice to get it done right the first time. And vinyl fencing on sale. 2 rail for $5.85 a foot and 3 rail for $8.30 a foot. Florence Fence in Minden, 267-9918. Florence Fence. Quality materials, local expertise.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last. 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
At the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy, visitors are always welcome. Looking for a new family activity? Or maybe you just want to mix up your fitness routine? Hi, this is Gary Great. I take pride in knowing our competent and accomplished instructors are second to none. Whether it's our family program or child-specific classes, we have something for everyone. With locations in Reno and Carson City, go to bjjreno.com for more information and a full class schedule.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
It could be a first for Nevada, a data center providing its own power. I'm John Potter for the noon news. The Nevada Independent reports Fleet Data Centers proposes building off-grid natural gas and diesel power plants at the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. That's because data center growth there is outpacing what NV Energy can provide. The natural gas plants would be temporary until the power company can get up to scale and meet those demands. NV Energy estimates it needs 47% more energy capability statewide to meet these future data center needs. If approved, construction on these plants would begin early next year. Already, the Sierra Club is against the idea over air quality concerns from burning fossil fuel and the fact that off-grid power systems would be outside the authority of energy regulators like the Public Utilities Commission. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk time, 12:18, 62 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, he's accused of robbing several casinos around northern Nevada. Now 58-year-old Robert Kendall is in custody. RPD says Kendall went as far as to use a disguise in his crimes. No, number two, the Nevada Supreme Court is not calling you and demanding money. If you get a call like that, hang up. It is a scam. And number three, just in, the Fed will leave interest rates unchanged, and Jerome Powell says he's staying on as a governor. We'll talk about what this means for you and your money with Brian coming up at 12:37. It is our top national story. Former FBI Director James Comey has turned himself in, making his first court appearance on charges of threatening President Trump.
A federal judge informing James Comey of the two charges against him, threatening the president and transmitting a threat in interstate commerce. The indictment over a since-removed Instagram post the former FBI director posted last year of seashells arranged to form the numbers 8647, which the DOJ alleges amounts to a threat against the 47th president in his second term. Comey not speaking or making a plea, but was also told each charge carries up to 5 years in prison. The judge not seeing the need for any conditions of release other than noting any firearms in the 65-year-old's home should be removed. Comey's lawyer plans to submit motions in federal court alleging vindictive and selective prosecution. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
FM News Talk Time, 1221.
And the Carson City Planning Commission will consider a new senior housing project today at the meeting. It starts at 4 o'clock and also on the agenda today. The commission will take up again a proposed regulatory framework for short-term rentals here in Carson City. A 42-year-old was arrested in a traffic stop for allegedly trafficking methamphetamine and fentanyl. Suspect has been apprehended for a series of armed robberies, including at the Tamarack Casino. And our news poll results, which we have posted currently, there'll be a new poll up before the end of the hour. And the question is, at what dollar amount should theft become a felony in Nevada? Because it is still at $950. It's changed from $1,150 as of January 1 of this year. That's the same as in California. And 25% said $10. Anything $10 or more should become a felony. 50%, the majority of the votes, at $100. And currently, $950, only 25% said that, $950. So you can walk in, steal something up to $949.99, and it is still considered a misdemeanor in the state of Nevada. FM News Talk Time is 1222. You can join the conversation. Follow us on X at 991-FM-TALK. Here's Phil with a look at traffic.
Traffic! We have a collision working right now on northbound 580 where it becomes 395 there in Carson City on the south side of town. Right there at the off-ramp, not really hitting traffic too hard yet, but it's still lunchtime, could happen. If you're going to Virginia City from Carson City, there's a bunch of road work on the Geiger grade. And don't forget, they're repaving Highway 50 between Spooner Summit and the California state line. In Verdi is 56 degrees, 61 in Dayton, 63 in Yerington, 49 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's your weather forecast.
These last days of April showing very pleasant conditions, low 70s, plenty of sunshine, good start to the weekend as well. Grilling season at Butcher Boy, that means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPA's news studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty with some great news. Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale has been extended through the end of April.
This sale is the first time ever that Brothers has offered 0% financing for 24 months. That's no interest till 2028.
And you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows. This is amazing.
Brothers Home Improvement is a trusted, true family business made up of 9 brothers and sisters who are always striving for your complete satisfaction.
We love Brothers Windows. They care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. The 9 brothers and sisters that put this thing together, real lifetime warranties, and they really take pride in their work.
Premium, high quality, energy efficient windows, only the highest quality craftsmanship, and these beautiful energy saving windows are going to make your house more valuable and lower your bills.
Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners over 30 years. Don't miss this extended spring sale. 0% financing for 24 months.
And never any sales pressure. Go to brotherswindows.com to get started. Brotherswindows.com.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Tahoe Night Monsters are in a 2-0 hole against the Kansas City Mavericks. Kansas City beat Tahoe twice at the Tahoe Blue Event Center in March. If Tahoe can get a win, Game 5 is Saturday. The Reno Aces are off to a sluggish start. Even if they win tonight and tomorrow against Sugar Land, they will have lost more than they won in April, a bad start to the first month of the season. Last night, Sugar Land won in 10 innings, 7-4. I'm Craig Spope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
62 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, FM News Talk Election Center 2026 in last night's California governor's debate pulled no punches. San Jose's Democratic Mayor Matt Mahan and Riverside County's Republican Sheriff Chad Bianco argued how to deal with a wildfire emergency.
As a mayor of a big city, I've gone through emergencies. You declare a disaster. You set up an emergency operations center.
After.
You allow. Yes, that was the question, Chad.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't, Matt.
And there were some pointed exchanges like this one between Democrats Tom Steyer and Katie Porter.
The oil companies have been polluting and knowingly polluting for 45 years. It has caused great damage to the people of California. In fact, it is a reason we're getting warm, and it is a reason we've had these fires that have dramatically hurt people.
So you were causing great damage while you were investing in them?
Excuse me?
And Republican Steve Hilton and Democrat Javier Becerra argued over whether it's good that Washington is cutting Medi-Cal funding.
They can't do anything except blame Trump. Let's see how many times you hear that tonight. We need change in California.
He hasn't said he would oppose Donald Trump's cuts.
We need change in California, not more of the same.
And one moderator asked Republican Chad Bianco what he would do if a wildfire broke out. Democrat Tony Thurman threw in a jab.
The question, is what are you going to do today? We're sitting in Claremont on the base of the San Gabriel Mountains. If a fire breaks out tonight,
he doesn't have any ideas.
Sir,
he doesn't know what to do.
Sir, I'll answer the
Actually,
question.
I've been protecting you for my entire career.
The debate was televised on CBS television stations across California. Alcohol detectors on school buses. Sounds like common sense, but one Northern Nevada school district calls that one a rough ride.
We have added one as a demo many years ago just to test it out, and it was a disaster. Those things are more than likely going to create more problems than they solve because they are hooked to the ignition system, and it's one more component on a bus that's going to fail.
Washoe County School District Transportation Director Scott Lee talking to KTVN TV Channel 2. Nevada's Supreme Court says a notice threatening people with fines or license suspension is a scam.
The notice claims to be a final notice with court enforcement action and references the Justice Court of the County of Clark Traffic Division. There's also a QR code and payment link on the notice. The High Court says courts in the state don't issue legal notices this way and don't demand payment through QR codes. People who get this notice shouldn't click on the links or make payments. I'm Rob Dawson.
Again, it's a scam. The Nevada Supreme Court doesn't want your money. State officials are urging Nevada voters to return their vote-by-mail ballots with plenty of time to spare. Specifically, you should make sure the ballots are mailed back at least 1 week before the primary election. That, by the way, is June 9th, so there's still plenty of time. Recent changes and budget cuts at the post office means that voters should not wait until the last minute. One other option is to use a ballot drop box. Gas prices, you know this, they are on the rise, and now one gas price tracking service says, well, some Americans might be changing their travel plans.
Americans are probably reevaluating their summer travel plans, which could actually further drive gasoline prices up.
And that's Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy. FM News Talk time. It is 1229. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada after Fox News covers the world.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its latest two-day meeting and, as expected, leaving its benchmark interest rate unchanged. Third straight meeting this has happened. They did signal they could cut rates, though, in the coming months. The stock market has reacted negatively to this news. Meanwhile, the Senate Banking Committee voting 13-11 today to advance Kevin Warsh's nomination to be the next Fed Reserve chair. Committee Chairman Senator Tim Scott argues the Fed needs Warsh as chair to restore the independence of the agency.
We need a Federal Reserve that is responsive to the needs of the American families
more than the political will of whoever's in the White House.
The current Fed Chair Jerome Powell's term expires next month. King Charles and Queen Camilla have left Washington, D.C. They're now in New York City as part of their visit to the United States. The royal couple visiting the 9/11 Memorial in Lower Manhattan this morning, honoring those lost in the terror attacks. America's listening to Fox News.
62 degrees right now at 12:31 here. I'm Greg Neft on the News at Noon. We're glad you're with us. And you probably heard about this by now. We're going to talk about this with Brian coming up in just a few minutes. But the Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. It is the third time in a row the Fed has kept rates steady. It'll likely be Jerome Powell's last meeting as Fed chair as his term ends in May. But as we have reported, he has decided to stay on as a governor. One thing not changing, Costco confirming once again that its legendary $1.50 hot dog and soda combo is staying exactly where it's been since 1985.
That's right. In a world where everything seems to cost more, Costco said, not the hot dog. Executives joke it's basically protected by the Constitution at this point. So while prices rise everywhere else, you can still walk into Costco, grab a cart the size of a minivan, and enjoy the cheapest lunch in America without fear. I'm Monica Nelson.
Actually, I find the free samples are far more economical. Meantime, drivers continuing to feel the pain as pump prices continue to rise.
Out west, drivers seeing the highest overall prices, with a gallon of gas exceeding $5 in several states, while in California, prices are averaging nearly $6 a gallon.
NBC's Christina Romans. Summer travel is gearing to be huge this year despite those gas prices.
Surveys show almost 80% of Americans are planning at least one trip this summer, and a lot of folks are getting back to the classic road trip routine thanks to steady gas prices. Airports are bracing for record crowds, too, especially for beach spots and national parks. So you can expect those security lines to stretch out a bit, and people are budgeting more, around $2,000 per traveler, mostly because hotels and flights are still running high. So if you're heading out this summer, plan early, expect crowded terminals, and monitor the weather. I'm Monica Nelson.
From the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno, I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1233.
Warmer days are coming. Are you ready for summer? Now's the time to upgrade your outdoor space with Carson Masonry and Steel Supply. Picture a new paver patio, a custom fire pit, or elegant stonework that brings your whole yard together. Perfect for barbecues, family time, or just relaxing after a long day. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply delivers quality craftsmanship that not only looks incredible, but lasts for years to come. Don't wait until summer is here. Get your project started today. Carson Masonry and Steel Supply, where outdoor living begins.
My carpets desperately needed cleaning, but I don't just let anyone in my house, especially a maintenance or repair person. I asked around, and Floormasters came right to the top of the list. A family-owned and operated business with 25 years of experience and hundreds of references. I made my choice, and boy, am I glad I did. Professional, courteous, and affordable. If you need your carpets brought back to a new look and feel, search FloormastersNV.com.
Mild conditions to wrap up the month, welcoming May with similar conditions, but by Sunday and Monday, we see changes on the way with much cooler weather come Monday and Tuesday. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update, your noon news, KKFT.
Another local residential area is up in arms over development. I'm John Potter for the noon news. In North Sparks, Red Hawk owners propose replacing two sections of their golf course with 764 new homes. Wingfield Springs neighbors who are against these new development plans are getting organized. Last night, the Wingfield Springs Preservation Group held their second meeting. Those in opposition cite negative effects on wildlife, water, and traffic. The project plans, which were submitted in January, are now under review by the city of Sparks. What's the next step? Well, the Red Hawk developer's application is scheduled to be considered at the June 18th Sparks Planning Commission meeting. If things move forward, it moves ahead for a vote from the Planning Commission and Sparks City Council. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your New News business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground after the central bank announced that it's leaving its benchmark funds rate steady between 3.5% to 3.75%, where it has been since December. In their policy statement, officials made no changes to language that signaled that the next move in rates is more likely to be down than up. But the decision drew dissents from 4 out of 12 members, the most at a policy meeting since 1992. Three Fed presidents backed the rate decision, but objected to retaining the so-called easing bias. A fourth official, Fed Governor Stephen Miron, dissented in the opposite direction and backed a rate cut. After the closing bell, 4 out of the 7 mega-cap tech stocks will be releasing financial results. In the meantime, oil prices are hovering near the most expensive levels since the war with Iran began, with West Texas Intermediate crude trading at around $107 a barrel. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk time, 12:37. Time right now for today's Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs and Keystone Wealth Management. Give him a call, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. Brian, we've been talking about this all morning long. The Federal Reserve says they're going to leave interest rates unchanged. The governors said, well, you know what? We don't agree with that. That seems to promote internal discord. What's your thoughts on this? Is this an indication that the economy is kind of sort of stagnant, or where's it going?
Well, we've been talking about this a little bit. I didn't really expect a major change in this particular meeting. But what I thought really was interesting coming out of this meeting was what you commented on. There seems to be a major disconnect with those making these decisions right now.
I don't know who the four people are or who they were appointed by that, made the decision to disagree with the prevailing majority, but this doesn't happen often. They don't disagree very often, do they?
Not usually. Yeah, they usually find some middle ground, some alignment, and try and stay consistent that way. So this really sends an interesting message, I'd say.
And what is that message?
Well, that there's uncertainty. And
okay.
I think that's something that a lot of people don't think about, is that at that level, uncertainty still prevails.
Okay, so what does uncertainty mean for someone trying to buy a home?
Oh, yeah, good luck. I think, you know, going back to a lot of things we talk about, just sticking with some fundamentals and kind of relaxing around the headlines, try not to let that get in your head too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's still worthwhile looking for homes right now, making sure they fit into your budget. There's certainly, if interest rates do budge down in the future, there's an opportunity to refinance and take advantage of those things.
Mm-hmm.
So for people that not make decisions right now and not be able to move their lives forward, seems a little bit short-sighted to me.
But not so much for buying a car. I mean, obviously, I'm sure a number of car lenders and car buyers and dealers were hoping that the interest rates might go down a little bit so they could offer buyers the prime rate, but that's not going to be happening. I mean, are you worried about that at all?
Well, like I said, I think people, once they get over the sticker shock, the fact that what they thought might be happening or might be changing doesn't, and they have to figure out how they want to move forward. Once it kind of turns with that, I think they'll go back to kind of business as usual.
Yeah. So what basically should people take away from this? I mean, stay calm. Should they, you know, it's like hold back. I mean, we had a story about summer travel season gearing up, and yes, gas prices are going to be a huge deal, but people still want to take their road trips anyway. You know, what's the takeaway here?
I think the big thing is just being practical about it. You know, we might have to get a little more careful about how we make our plans, how we budget our trips. But I wouldn't say dial those things back to zero. You know, we still need to live. We still need to be practical. And I think there's a way through this.
Hmm. So what you're saying is Universal Studios instead of Disneyland.
Correct.
Oh, I'm going to get... I just upset a bunch of people there right now. And, you know, in terms of being careful, I mean, you know, maybe a 5-day trip instead of a 7-day trip, that sort of thing.
Yeah, all those things can add up. You know, flight versus driving. You know, there's a lot of options these days and age. So just be smart about what you're doing.
Let me just ask you really quickly before you go, one word answer. If Spirit Airlines does not get a government bailout, do they fold?
I've got to think so, yes.
Yeah. Well, Plan accordingly, everybody. The Bounce with Brian. Brian Wheeler from Keystone CPAs, thanks so much for being here, and we will be with you again tomorrow. 775-786-4900. Now with more at 1240, here's Jerry.
From the Keystone CPA studios, key Nevada news headlines, a coalition has sued the federal government to block the Rhyolite Ridge lithium boron mine in southwestern Nevada, claiming it threatens the endangered Tehams buckwheat. Concerns are rising as Lake Mead's water levels are expected to drop by 20 feet in 2026, approaching a near record low, and a mountain lion sighting prompted an alert near the Downeyville courthouse. And in fact, here's something kind of strange, Greg. About 8 o'clock in the morning last week on 395 near, as we call it, Simi Dimi Summit, just south of the Carson Valley, at 8 o'clock in the morning, a mountain lion crossed the road, pulled over, watched it for a few seconds. It didn't run off. It was kind of odd. And that's just south of Ruinstroth in the Carson Valley. And a 2024 report by MIT ranked Nevada second in the nation for its election administration. Washoe County School District has posted a questionnaire at SurveyMonkey seeking public input for the upcoming superintendent interview. Deputy Superintendent Tiffany McMaster is scheduled for the interview at the May 12th meeting of the board, and some openings for recreation on the horizon, Round Hill and Van Sickle Park on the south shore of Tahoe. They will open for the season this Friday, and the Carson City Pool reopens after being closed since March for repairs and maintenance. It will open on May 5th. That is a Tuesday. Again, the results of our news poll, which was, at what dollar amount should theft become a felony in Nevada? The majority of votes, 50%, went to $100. And surprisingly, 25% said status quo, $950 is just fine. This will be up by the end of the show or immediately thereafter. Based on the comment and the input from Tom in Carson City regarding Jim Settlemyer's vote to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens back when he was in the Nevada Senate, who are you voting for in the CD primary? David Flippo, George Forbush, James Settlemyer, Fred Simon Jr., or Jesse Watts? Now, there's about 15 to 20 on the Republican side, and those, all of those candidates are on the Republican side, so we'll maybe do the D side in a couple of days. But on the Republican primary for Congressional District 2 here in Nevada, you can vote for David Flippo, George Forbush, James Settlemyer, Fred Simon Jr., or Jesse Watts. Brian Kilmeade will be joining us here on the Noon News either Thursday or Friday. He's coming into town May 30th. He's got to come into town and clean up things after Jimmy Failla, who will be at the Bartley Amphitheater on May 23rd. Brian will be there on May 30th. And like I said, he'll join us here on the Noon News either tomorrow or Friday. FM News Talk Time, 1244. Here's Phil with traffic.
They're still working that non-injury collision in the south portion of Carson City, right where 395 becomes 580. Fortunately, no one got hurt in that one, but it is backing up traffic on the northbound side. Otherwise, we are accident-free in Reno, Sparks, Yerington, and around the lake. It is 62 degrees in Sparks, 59 in Minden, 60 in Wellington, 51 degrees at Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Not much to not like about the weather to wrap up the month of April. Sunshine, low 70s, a few degrees above our seasonal average, above our 60s. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. By the end of the weekend, change in the weather pattern on the way. Right after the Noon News, it's Guy Benson at 1 on FM News Talk.
KKFT, live and local, your Noon News with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Crime is up in Washoe County. Conservative Wes Duncan is running for district attorney to make Washoe County a safer community and give us the change we need. Wes Duncan is unanimously endorsed by law enforcement because they trust him to back the blue. As an experienced prosecutor, Iraq War veteran, and colonel in the Air Force Reserve, Wes Duncan has the experience to make us safe. Vote Wes Duncan for a safer Washoe County.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college, they're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. We are a Nevada-licensed legal document preparation company, not a law firm. Over the last 30 years, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts, none of which have ever been successfully contested in any court of law, allowing our clients to protect well over $1 billion in clients' assets from probate and outrageous attorney's fees. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors. We encourage you to shop around, even attend a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends and neighbors who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for half the cost of the area average. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation or visit trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
And from the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, Greg Neff with you. 63 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Are you looking for an easy way to burn more calories, maybe lose a few pounds? How about a weighted vest? One sports medicine specialist is giving some advice on weighted vests. She says a vest helps burn more calories and can help build muscle when combined with strength training.
You want to be careful with things like bike riding, anything that's at a higher rate of speed or requires additional balance, especially if you're new to it. You know, it can throw off your balance a bit, so just being careful with the activities.
And that's Dr. Jessica Tomczak with the Cleveland Clinic, who says people should make sure that vest fits securely, is made from breathable material, and you should choose a vest that's 5 to 10% of your body weight. Anything heavier, she says, could increase the chances of injury. On that note, time for right now for today's To Your Health.
The CDC is issuing a warning about cases of possible drug-resistant salmonella. 34 people across 13 states have the same strain of salmonella that may not respond to antibiotics, and 13 of those who fell ill required hospitalization. So far, cases have primarily been found in the Midwest. A pilot study suggests blood filtering could help with preeclampsia, a condition that can be deadly for pregnant women. Obstetricians say the only way to treat it is by delivering the baby. But researchers at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles have high hopes following a small study involving 16 women with preeclampsia. They found that filtering out a protein in the blood that causes blood pressure to skyrocket helped bring down blood pressure numbers. numbers, but they also said more research is needed to confirm their findings. Health update, I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
FM News Talk Time, 1250.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Ahead of next week's tournaments, an upset in high school baseball yesterday. DeMonte upset number one Minogue 4-2. Reno beat Reed, Spanish Springs, Yarrington, Galena, and McQueen all won. In softball, the top three, Minogue, Spanish Springs, and Reed all won, along with Yarrington and Douglas. Nevada baseball lost to Sacramento State again, 13-7. And the Aces lost to Sugarland, 7-4 and 10 last night. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
At Coleman Electric, Generac automatic standby generators are all they do. And as Northern Nevada's largest Generac exclusive dealer, they've earned the Generac Generator Elite Plus recognition. That means Coleman Electric will have the largest selection, best trained personnel, and best pricing on all Generac generators. Give them a call at 720-7066 for a free in-home estimate and see why Northern Nevada has chosen Coleman Electric since 1985. 720-7066.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
What if your stock portfolio could produce income without you having to sell? Many investors are sitting on large, unrealized gains and facing tax consequences. Sierra Pacific Wealth Management helps high net worth investors explore option-based income strategies while staying invested. If you have $1 million or more and want a smarter approach, schedule a consultation today at 888-650-4859.
Your project calls for rock, soil, sand, or boulders. Call the pros of B&T Rock and Mound House. We've got decorative rock, base, topsoil, drain rock, paver sand, and more ready for pickup or delivery straight to your job site or home. From Washoe to Douglas, Lyon County to Carson City, B&T Rock delivers the materials you need fast, reliable, and affordable. Visit vntrock.biz or call 775-246-1660. B&T Rock. From base to boulders, rock solid service. Rock solid results.
FM Top Weather.
Mild conditions to wrap up the month, welcoming May with similar conditions, but by Sunday and Monday, we see changes on the way with much cooler weather come Monday and Tuesday. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
I'm Greg Neft. In the news at 12:55, it's an unexpected side effect from popular weight loss drugs. They seem to quiet the, quote, food noise people who have trouble losing weight often deal with.
Many people who are prescribed GLP-1 say the medication quiets the ongoing thoughts and internal dialogues about what to eat, what not to eat, when to eat, and how to resist eating. They weren't expecting it. Neither were researchers. Scientists at Columbia University tell the New York Times that the drugs may temporarily lower a person's set point, the weight that their body naturally gravitates to. But once someone goes off a GLP-1, the set point seems to reset itself, and that can cause weight gain. In New York, I'm Daria Albinger.
Other news, the FDA is calling infant formula in the U.S. a, quote, safe option for parents and caregivers after the first of its kind testing. The FDA purchased and tested more than 300 infant formula samples at retail stores covering 16 brands. They analyzed the samples for contaminants like heavy metals, pesticides, and forever chemicals. According to the agency, the majority of infant formula samples had undetectable or very low levels of contaminants. But the FDA did not check for botulism or other types of bacterial contamination that lead to major recalls and a nationwide shortage. IHHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. will host executives from leading infant formula companies in May for a roundtable discussion on modernizing the FDA's infant formula oversights. Well, other news this hour, courtship rituals in the penguin world have begun, including their classic flirting move of head bobbing.
Males perform pebbling, which is hunting for the smoothest stone they can find and presenting it like a tiny geological engagement ring. Scientists say the pebble shows nest-building skill and overall fitness, though some penguins skip the workout and just steal a better rock. If the female accepts, the pair bonds for the season, and many reunite year after year, though not always for life. Then it's teamwork, shared incubation, shared chick rearing, and zero complaints about chores. I'm Monica Nelson.
Sunrise, sunset. A trend called Scientology speed running has gone viral on social media.
Groups of people, mostly teens, are posting videos of themselves running through buildings in Hollywood owned by the Church of Scientology. The speedrunners scream and laugh while running through the building before either leaving on their own or being thrown out by security. Some of the videos, which have millions of views on social media, show people dressed as Jesus Christ or Sonic the Hedgehog rushing past security guards. Scientology officials are calling it a hate crime and are calling on the LAPD to arrest people who rush their buildings. Some anti-Scientology activists call it a form of protest, while others warn it's dangerous. I'm Daniel Martindale.
FM News Talk Time, 12:58.
And Greg, I was at the Western Heritage Days in Genoa this past weekend, and I was asked by somebody I know if I was still attacking Jim Settlemyer on air. And I simply replied, if I've said anything untrue, let me know. But if simply reporting the news is attacking someone over their vote, I would simply say, I've got a coloring book for you, and I'll drop it off on my way home today. April will wind up with just over a tenth of an inch of moisture. Typical April has less than a half inch of rain. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Vote in the CD primary for this upcoming election. The Republican side, we've got five different candidates up there that you can vote for, including Jim Settlemyer and others, and we'll join you tomorrow. Be sure to follow us at X or on X at 991fmtalk.com. Greg, you have a great rest of your afternoon and reporting the news, and we will see you tomorrow here on the noon news on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT. Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.